Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Tom Markle. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the CEO of Virtue Capital Corporation, the folks that run that outstanding online capitalization organization called iBank.com. Tom is here with us. He's got a story to tell us. Tom Markle, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome home.
You know, I learned three things on a 500-mile hike. You want me to share those with you?
Now, did you really walk 500 miles?
We walked from San Juan, Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, which is at the base of the Pyrenees on the French side, where about 90% of the pilgrims start.
Right.
And many of your listeners may have seen The Way. It's The Way, the movie The Way, by Emilio Estevez, has created 6,000 more visitors from the United States walking The Way,
right,
or the Camino.
Right.
And you start from Saint-Jean in the Pyrenees about 6:30 in the morning, and you hike over the Pyrenees, which I wouldn't wish on anybody, but the views are absolutely breathtaking.
Well, I've not been to the Pyrenees, but I've seen them watching the Tour de France.
It's if you get the Pyrenees on a beautiful day, it's breathtaking to see all the red-roofed little villages around, the farmers and the sheep herds running through the villages, and you know, it's just a rural, you know, it's rural France.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start from there, small little town where we happen to stay in the oldest home in the city. It was built in 1561 and still standing.
Wow.
Little old lady owns it. She's not that old, of course.
So where did you wind up? What'd you go through, and where'd you wind up?
Well, we went up over the Pyrenees to Aranjuez, which was now Spain.
Right.
And then the next couple days, we hiked into Pamplona, where I ran with the bulls.
Right.
And that was totally exciting. Scared the holy, you know, only my laundry man will know. But anyway, you rush out. I tapped one of them on the side while the horns are standing next to me. And,
right.
Anyway, it was very, very fun. And then from there, you hike to Burgos, which is an absolutely beautiful city. Obviously, Spain is full of all these Catholic churches.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a very religious place. And then from Burgos, you head up over the Mesa, which is tabletop, to León, which is another beautiful, outstanding cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
And then from León, you hike into lots of cities, of course, along the way, but then you hike into Santiago de Compostela.
And that's 500 miles.
And that's, 826 kilometers, 516 miles.
Wow. Oh, so it's actually a little over 500. So you did, when you say 500, you're not exaggerating. That's the real thing.
Yeah, it's quite a...
And so no rental cars, no bicycles, no scooters, no cabs.
You can do that. I mean, people over 50 like me, Jim, and my wife, you know, they mostly send their backpacks forward each day to the next city.
Yeah.
And then they have prearranged 35 days of hotels or pensions,
right,
or, you know, something to stay in. And we just felt that this is kind of a journey like St. James did. You don't know where you're going to stay.
So it took you a month to do it?
It took us over a month. Yeah, we left on July 2nd and came back August 8th.
And so you and your wife did this walking together.
We did, and let me share with you some of the things that we did it because people do it because there's a kind of a spiritual emptiness or something that you need to solve or some confusion in our lives, and just kind of a personal thing. We have a daughter, we have four kids, and there's a daughter we haven't heard from in 2.5 years. And she went to El Salvador, and so we're kind of praying that we find her and connect with her and talk to her. And so we kind of had this, you know.
So it really was a pilgrimage for you, wasn't it?
It was. what I learned is about a pilgrimage is that there's two things. There's a that in life you can have a cause or you can have an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Accomplishments are I, you know, I climbed Mount Whitney,
right,
and I did this and I did this. And,
right.
And causes are always about something or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that the people that start out as an accomplishment for the way end up only getting about 5 to 7 days.
Wow.
Because you have blisters, you have
mm-hmm.
backache, you have mm-hmm. pain, you
tired.
It's 110 degrees in the shade, you know,
yeah.
it's
right.
flies, it's people that are all over the world that smell,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it's a real journey. So if you have a cause, you're able to carry more further with a lot more pain because you're obviously doing this for somebody else.
That's well said, well said.
And I think people can be taking that into their business life.
Hold on to that thought. I want you to help us do that when we come back after these messages. Tom Marker, ladies and gentlemen, the Pilgrim, will be back after these messages. Stay with me.
And do it all down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.